This is Austin Pinto for the Blind Geek Zone.
Hello there, Blind Geek Zone. This is Austin Pinto, and today I'm going to show you a very important topic, that is how to secure your Wi-Fi network. And these steps which I'm going to show you today will make your Wi-Fi network almost 99% unhackable. I say 99% because the steps that you are going to do can be breached into. But having been said that, you require very high skills, a high number of tools, and a lot of applications to do that. Now, I'm not going to talk to you how to do that, but it can be done. And that's why, you know, I can't say it's 100% unhackable. But you are going to get a very high security, a foolproof solution. Rick had done a basic podcast on how to set a wireless router up, how to set up a wireless router. That was long time back, and if you want to listen to that, you can find that in the audio archives page. But today, I'm going to go over that a little bit, and I'm going to show you a lot of new things. Now, when you get a wireless router, I would suggest the first thing you would do is read the user guide. Although it's a lot of, you know, dealing with terminology, and it's very painstaking, but in order you get the best security out of the router and performance, it's always recommended you read the user guide. Next is, I would also suggest that use the CD that comes with the router as less as possible. Unless your router is not working and you need the CD to install drivers, which is a very less chance with the modern Windows today. But if you require drivers to be installed, you can use CDs. But otherwise, do not use the CD which comes with the router, because that complicates the case a lot. Many of these CDs are not accessible, and the setup process gets a lot, you know, complicated. Also, when you connect your router to Windows, that is, you connect your Windows PC to the Wi-Fi. If Windows will ask you that, you know, it's recommended to set up the router for security situations, just say no for that. Don't even say yes, because even that, I've seen, at least on my router, it complicates the case. It will redirect you to a new login page. It won't let you open the user control panel of your router. So, do not say yes to that prompt. I would recommend fully configuring your router through the web, you know, control panel. And how to get that, you should read your username, but user manual, sorry. But the default for most of the routers today, I want to show you in a bit what to do. Next is, when you're configuring your router, make sure you set a WPA PS2. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but we will get it cross-checked in a bit. Make sure you set the highest encryption that's available. That should be A's 256 bit or higher if it's available. Do not go for the TKP encryption, because that's most adopted and that can be easily breached. It's better you go for A's encryption. And your password, well, that's a big, you know, security measure you can take. set a strong password. Best of all, do not set a password that identifies you in any way, because once you set that, then your neighbors can breach it, can do some guessing around and breach it. Even WPA PSK2 is breachable, but it requires a lot of skill. Okay then, let's get to the advanced security then. Once you have finished configuring your router, once you have connected your devices to the router, it's now time to get foolproof security. So I'm going to open up my user panel of the router. Yeah, before I open up the user panel, one more advice. I don't know if all the routers do this, but some routers come with a small connection cord, a patching cable, so as we call it. I would really suggest you that if your router comes with a wireless / LAN feature, whenever you set up your router, do not use the wireless mode. Use the LAN. That is, connect your PC to the router with a cable, so that if you do something wrong, you do not lose any configuration. You do not use the connection with the router. Once you lose that, it may cause real damage to the router. You will of course lose it if your router restarts during a configuration, but that's okay. But it's better to ensure foolproof safety to connect your PC to the router with the patching cable, so as it's called. I don't know if other routers can other routers have that system, but my router comes with a patching cable, and I'm going to remove that because I'm going to show you. I've just purchased it, the router, yesterday. Got the patching cable here. Okay, I've kept all the packages aside, and I'm going to first of all disconnect my PC from the Wi-Fi. Yeah, I was talking to you about the security type of your router, that's a password type, and the encryption type, it should be WPA PSK, WPA 2 PSK. So, that's the type that you want to choose, because that's the newest type. Okay, we have a patching cable here, and I'm going to insert this into my PC, and then, I'll plug out the headphones and let Jaws to dock. Okay, I'm gonna connect the other end into the router. And I've just done the basic configuration here. Okay, that's good. The clicking sound was the indication that we are connected and we have internet access. So then, let's start the demonstration here. I've done the basic configuration. I've just unboxed the router yesterday. I've been browsing through the user manual, and then I have learned internet security as a subject in my computer science education. So So let's do some advanced security here. Now, before you do advanced security in your router, make sure all your wireless devices are connected, all of them. Your PC should be connected, one of the PCs should be connected to the router via the cable. That PC will do the settings. If you have any PCs, Macs, iPads, iPods, iPhone, Android devices, connect them all to the Wi-Fi, because we are going to do some advanced security. And once you do the security, no other device can connect to the Wi-Fi router without your information. And I'm going to show you how to do that. Firefox here. Now I'm going to open up the user control panel of the router, and on most routers the default is okay. So this is the default 192.168.1.1, which is the default on most of the routers. If your router is different, then you may have to check with your user manual, but this is the default. Now, once I hit enter, I must enter my username and password. This is not the default username and password. I have changed it, and it's recommended that you change yours too. And I'm going to show you where you can get this, though your router may have a different setting, but you should find this here. Enter in my password.
Okay,
I'm gonna log in.
Eyeball.
Mine is an eyeball button. IVX. IBWRX150. Wireless router. It has wireless, and you can connect 4 PCs by LAN, and the Wi-Fi signal can go up to 150 meters. That's good. Okay, then let's go into the advanced security panel here. So what you have here is you have status. We don't want to go in there. Quick configuration is when you want to do the basic settings of your router. In your router, it may be worded differently, but I'm going to show you how to do the advanced settings in my router, and you can find the information required on your user manual. That's why I said read your user manual before doing any of this. Yeah, we need to go to wireless first, and we need to see a few things in the wireless. And the wireless page is open. Let's take a look at wireless security here. Now I'm just scrolling this fast because I don't want to read the entire menu here. Okay. The current SSID is the name of the Wi-Fi. Yeah, the disabled security, you should never opt for this, because if you leave a Wi-Fi open, Now you all must be knowing of the hazards it can cause. It can, of course, waste a lot of bandwidth with people using your Wi-Fi, and also cause a lot of legal trouble. So I would really advise you not to leave your Wi-Fi open. WAP is a very old security type which is easily breachable. It can be done in 1 to 2 minutes with a moderate amount of skill. And we are not going to go into this because I have not chosen WAP. WAP is chosen only when your devices cannot use the newer security forms. WPA/WPA2, that is also a decent amount of security. If your devices can't use the highest form, this is a decent amount of security that you can choose. But I would suggest not to rely on this. Go for the higher one. You need your radius server IP, and I have not taken this because it's a little complicated to set up. Then you require your radius IP and your radius port and your radius password as well. Mine is WPA PSK/WPA2 PSK. This is the highest form of security available today, and I would suggest you to take this one. Your version in that you have you should take the automatic, which is recommended, because some devices, although today most of the devices will work on WPA2 PSK, but automatic is recommended. AES is the best encryption ever you can take. It is breachable, but it is a good one, at least. TKIP should never be taken, because it is really the most adopted one, and it can be easily. And that's my PSK password that I'm not going to read out. Key update period, which is default. I've not said that, and I've not done any changes here, so I'm not going to save this. So this is the basic sort of security you can do. Let's go into the advanced now. Zoom up here. And then zoom right up. Okay, we have gone to wireless security. We will take a look at my wireless MAC filtering, which is a really important, and actually I want to show you wireless MAC filtering itself. It's a 99% hack proof security. No one can hack that. They can, but it requires really high amount of professional skills and a high amount of tools and applications, and then they can actually hack that. But if they hack, you will of course come to know. I'm going to show you how in a minute. But before that, we're going to take a look at another important step which you can take to increase your security. And we go to wireless advanced here, and we'll zoom down. Okay, then we are in the wireless advanced settings, and here we have transmit power. Now, what is the transmit power? Is the transmission power of your wireless antenna of the router. Now, in the transmission power section, you have three choices: high, middle, and low. Now, if you live in a sort of if you have one bedroom, hall, kitchen, house, a lower to medium transmission power will be suitable for you. But if your house is like, if your neighbor's house is about 1,000 meters, that's almost 1 mile away from you, not 1 mile I should say, but half a mile away from you, then you can easily go for the high power. Now this setting should be altered only based on your density of population. And like if you have your house, your neighbor's house just next door, then I would really say you should go for a low to medium transition power. Because if you go for a high power, then it can be vulnerable to hacks. And I also noticed one thing, that especially if you keep your computers near your wireless router, and if you go for a low power signal, your Wi-Fi speed is really enhanced. Because the problem is, and I'm going into a little bit of physics here, but I'm going to try to explain it to you as simply as possible. The Wi-Fi router, you know, if you go for a high transmission power, your Wi-Fi router will transmit signals far away. In doing this, what happens is the power of the signal is wasted. So, your wireless stations near the router are not receiving effective signals. The wireless stations far away will get a far effective signal, because when it transfers the signal far away, the power that is received is high, because it sort of accumulates power as it travels. The signal in this, it has a reverse order. So if you are very far from the router, and if you go for a high signal, you will get a high speed of Wi-Fi. It won't improve much, but a bit of improvement you will notice, especially in the browsing speed. So based on your population, the density of population, you can adjust whether you want a high, medium, or low wireless transmission power. And I would say maybe a low to medium is okay, unless you have enabled MAC filtering and your connection is 99% hack proof, you can opt in for a high signal. Okay, then the next thing I want to show you, this is actually the main thing that I want to show you, is MAC filtering. How to enable MAC filtering and how to add entries into the MAC filter. Now then, what you need to do is, first of all, we need to go to wireless statistics, because in the wireless statistics you will get the MAC addresses of a devices connected. MAC addresses, it's the media access control address. So you will get the address of the devices that are connected, and different devices have different addresses, and the addresses of the device are fixed. But they can be altered, they can be changed, and there are ways to change it. And that's why I said that this method also is 1% hack proof. Sorry. 1% non-hackable, because you need a lot of skill to change your MAC address, and you can only enter, you can only connect to the Wi-Fi if you come to know the MAC address of one of the devices. And I'm going to talk to you on how it works. I'm not going to show you how to change your MAC address, because that will be totally illegal, but I'm going to show you how this will work. So I'm going to go to statistics now. My statistics page is open. Okay. I'm going to go to the table here. Okay, I've gotten the table. What I will do now is I'm going to connect. Sorry, I'm going to pause the recording here. I'm going to copy the MAC addresses of all my devices that are connected to the wireless station, and then we will do the further proceedings. Okay then, we are back on the recording here, and only my Android phone is connected to the router. My PC is disconnected from the Wi-Fi, it's connected via LAN, but the Android phone is connected to the wireless router. Now, I've already enabled MAC filtering yesterday, but I want to show you how does it work, and how does it protect your connection from intrusion. So, we'll open up the MAC filtering page now. Scroll right up. Yeah. Wireless MAC filtering is how it's given in my router. It will be worded differently on yours, but okay. Okay, I'm going to delete this entry now, and I'll show you how to add an entry and how to get this working. So what I need to do first is I need to get hold of my Android phone. And I need to disconnect this from the Wi-Fi, because then we will come to know how does it work.
Applications, accessibility, presentation, voice call, talk, session hub, smart share drains, settings, search, settings, wireless and networks, Wi-Fi settings, setup and manage Wi-Fi settings, Wi-Fi connected to phone checked.
I'm going to turn off my Wi-Fi here, and I'm going to delete the MAC entry here. I'm going to show you how to enable and disable MAC filtering and all, but I'm going to show you first of all how does it protect you from intrusion, and then we will see how to enable and disable this. So I'm going to delete this. Get a confirmation. Okay, so there were three wireless stations now. Wireless station 1, 2, and 3. 2 was my Android phone, 1 was my laptop, 2 was my Android phone, and 3 was my brother's phone. So I've deleted the entry of my Android phone. Okay, now let's connect my Android phone to the Wi-Fi. Let's see if it connects. My filtering rule. In fact, let's get this organized here. Okay, I've showed you how to delete the entry of MAC filtering. Let's show you how to enable and disable MAC filtering first of all. Okay, now it's showing wireless MAC filtering enabled. And there is a disable button. If I would disable the MAC filtering, there would be an enable button. So, once you enter the wireless MAC filtering page, find the enable button. By default, your wireless MAC filter will be disabled. Now, this is very important. The next thing which I want to show you is very, very important. Your filtering rules. Okay. If you do this video button not check, allow access. Allow any stations not specified by any entry in the list to access. This will really make no sense because you are allowing all the wireless stations that connect to your Wi-Fi to access. So this really makes no sense. You would have kept it disabled, the MAC filtering, and it would work. It really makes no sense. The real filtering rule that you should apply here is deny the stations not specified by any entry in the list to access. This really makes sense because if you have not added an entry of your wireless device, then that device cannot access Wi-Fi. And I'm going to show you just in a bit what happens. So as you saw, I deleted the MAC address of my Android device from the MAC filtering page. Now this device is not added to the list. It is an outsider now. So let's say if I'm intruding into the network, I'm actually not, but let's say if your neighbor's computer intrudes into the network and you have not added that computer to your entry in the MAC filtering, then what happens is okay, I'm going to turn on my Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi turn on, Wi-Fi not checked.
Check this.
Network not Wi-Fi turning on. Check. Network
notice
Wi-Fi checked.
You can say Wi-Fi checked. It is not able to connect to my router. Let's try connecting this device to my router. Let's force it to connect.
Network notification notified. A WPS button connected. Phone remembered. Secured with WPA/WPA2PSK. Alert from security phone remembered. Secured with all forget button. Cancel button. Security WPA/WPA. Phone remembered. Secured with WPA/WPA2PSK. Forget button. Wi-Fi settings. Phone remembered. Secured with WPA. Alert from connect to net. Phone remembered. Forget network. Connect to network.
I'm going to hit connect to network. VCOM is my wireless.
Connect to network.
You know, access point name. So I'm going to connect to network here.
Phone remembered. Wi-Fi settings. Phone remembered. Secured with WPA. Phone remembered. Secured with WPA. Phone remembered. Secured with WPS button connect. Phone remembered. A network note to Wi-Fi scanning.
Okay, it's scanning.
Checked.
So there
network
you go.
Network Wi-Fi connecting.
Okay, it's
checked.
Connecting, but you will see just in a bit what will happen.
Network Wi-Fi connecting. Checked. Network note Wi-Fi connecting. Checked. Network Wi-Fi connecting. Checked.
Now if you are a little bit of, if you have the sight of light, if you can see light, then you will see, now I don't know, different routers will have different mechanism, but you will see the router's firewall light is blinking.
Network notification Wi-Fi scanning.
You see, it was connecting, now again it's scanning because it has not been able to connect. So there you go. Your really neighbor's computer or devices or your own wireless device, if you have not added the entry of the device, it will not connect. Now, what if you have enabled MAC filtering and you have set the filtering rule to deny any station not specified in the entry access, and you buy a new wireless device, a phone, and you want to connect the phone to the network, what you need to do is simply change the filtering rule to allow entries not specified in the list to connect. Once you change the filtering rule, connect your phone to the Wi-Fi and then go into wireless statistics and find out the MAC address of that phone and add the entry into the wireless MAC filtering page, and then you can change the rule back to deny access to wireless stations which are not specified in the list. So this, it's as simple to enable and grant access to devices and deny access to devices using MAC filter. Okay, now let me show you how to add a new entry. Now I'm just scrolling this fast because I don't want anyone to know the MAC addresses. Okay. So there's add new. I'm going to click on that. And okay, this is something strange. I think okay, it's come up now. I think there was some problem with my LAN, that's why. Okay, add a Wi-Fi MAC address filtering entry. So I'm going to enter the MAC address of my Android phone. So what I will do is I'll pause the recording here, and I will enter the MAC address, and I will be right back. Okay then, we are back in the recording here, and I've entered my MAC address. We need to give a description to the wireless station. It can be anything, and the description of my phone was wireless station 2, so let's give that. Okay. Enabled. Now this should be enabled, otherwise your phone will not get access to the Wi-Fi. And you save the entry. And the entry has now been saved. Okay then, I've added the Android phone to the MAC list, and now we need to connect the phone to Wi-Fi. So let's connect the phone to Wi-Fi.
Wireless and network settings.
And I'm going to turn on
wireless connections. Wi-Fi settings. Set
my Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi settings. Wi-Fi turn on. Wi-Fi not checked.
There we go.
Network Wi-Fi turning on. Checked. Network notification. Wi-Fi connected to phone checked.
There you go. Wi-Fi connected to VCOM. That's connected now. So that is resolved. So in this way, you can only connect devices whose entry you have added in the list. If you have not added, they will not connect. They will find your network, of course, but they will not connect. They will not be able to connect you. The error that it shows is Wi-Fi not available. So, and the routers, firewall lights keep blinking. Okay, another small security tip, but this also can really boost your security, and this has to be done actually. Now, first of all, when you buy a router, the SSID of your router by default is Eyeball or Netgear or whichever brand of router you buy. But that SSID should be really changed, because if you do not change the SSID, then any hacker can come to know that, okay, it's an Eyeball router, and he can quickly search the way to open the user control panel, that's the web user control panel of your router. And once he gets into that, he can change the settings of your router, get the MAC addresses of devices connected. Really, if you do not do this, all the other steps, including wireless MAC filter, are really no use. This actually has to be done. And this can be done wireless security, the changing of SSID. But you can also change the password. So you have to change the password also. And how you would do this is you need to go to maintenance, and then password. Yes, you need to go to password, and this is not the password to connect to your wireless network. This is the password to log in into your router's user control panel. So once you go in here, okay. So you need to enter your old username. You need to enter your old password and your new username and password and confirm it, and then you need to save it. I would really suggest you that you change your both username and password and your SSID, because if you do not do these three steps, then all the other security measures are really easily breachable. Because once anyone enters in the control panel of your router, then that can be easily, the settings in that can be easily changed. So that's it from me, people. Please comment on the podcast. There's a comment link on the Blind Geek Zone. So comment on how you like the podcast. If you have any questions regarding security tips and how to gain more security of your Wi-Fi router, or some trouble with security, then you can contact me. Also, if you want to learn measures on intrusion protection, you can contact me. That's the real confirmation, because I've done a professional study on security, network security, and secure infrastructure mode. So I will be almost happy to help you. The contact details are as follows. You can either comment on Blind Geek Zone and I'll be happy to answer that comment, or you can email me at Austin Pinto, that's AustinPinto @gmail.com. You can also find this in the podcast on Blind Geek Zone. You can follow me on Skype, that's Austin.Pinto3, and you can also follow me on Facebook. Search for me with the email address, and on Twitter, it's Austin M. Pinto. So, till I speak to you the next time, from me, Austin, it's goodbye. Have a wonderful and safe week ahead.